Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.
Greetings, peeps. It is I, Staniel Smooth, here to bring you a new sponsor to Belly Up and Time to BS, DraftKings. If you're into sports betting and want to get on the action, say no more. Here at Belly Up, we're more than happy to bring you great content and great offers as well. That's why we're giving you this sweet deal on my attractive-ass voice. Go to dkng.co/bellyup150 to get $200 off when you bet $5 or more at DraftKings. Don't forget it! It's a sweet deal. I highly recommend you try it. Now, with that being said, back to the show!
It's time to BS.
You know, no matter how many times I try to convince myself that live streams are great and the way to go, I still refuse to do them. Like, I don't see the benefit of myself doing a live stream or just sitting in front of a camera on my own show and just, you know, fucking around or having a good time or whatever and just, you know, I want to do what I'm used to doing, which is sit in front of a microphone and just talk, you know? But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Staniel Smooth. I'm coming to you from the lovely beaches of Long Island, New York, and part of the Belly Sports and Belly Media Network. It's time to BS, and I am Staniel Smooth. Welcome to a rainy-ass week here on Long Island, where everything is rainy and just... The weather's been nice. Weather's been nice for the most part. Really can't complain about that. I like it when it's in the 60s or in the late or in the high 50s. You know, not too hot, not too cold, just right. Just like right there. And we had a WrestleMania was this past weekend, so that was nice. And Megan and I watched the she watched most of the weekend, I watched the entirety of it. Exciting. Very exciting. But other than that, I mean, there was also an eclipse that happened, which we'll get to that at the start of the show in a matter of moments. Hockey playoffs are picking up. Shit's going great. Basketball. The Knicks are in the playoffs? Fuck yeah! So that's exciting. The Magic are doing well, too. But other than that, I mean, not a lot's going on. Really not a lot is... Not a lot going on at all, ladies and gents. But, that being said, let's get on with the show, shall we? So, I mentioned that there was an eclipse. A total eclipse here has occurred. And what's the big deal on it? I'm going to sound like Jerry Seinfeld. What's the deal with an eclipse, man? What's the deal? I don't know. I mean, I was also inside, and I didn't see the whole thing. I didn't see any of it. And it's just like, oh, cool, it's an eclipse. I also have iced coffee. Delicious. But I want to hear you out. What is the deal with an eclipse? You know, I get it's cool and all. But it's like, huh, neat. The sun is blocked out. Maybe I'm just that dickhead who just really doesn't give a shit about it. But I look at an eclipse as like, oh. I look at a solar eclipse as like a comet. Like, oh, that's cool. But a comet I would watch. Like anything to do with like the stars... I have a weird little thing about that. Like, I love galactic shit. It's like, ooh, that's cool. I like galactic stuff. Probably has to do with my love of Star Wars. You know? Doesn't mean I wouldn't look at a solar eclipse. But people made this like a big fucking deal. Like, dude, the world's still spinning. You can calm your tits now. Please and thank you. Much appreciated. It was a waste of time. So much more stuff could have been done in your spare time. You know, just throwing it out there. Hi, Donut. Being a crackhead, Donut? Okay. So as I mentioned earlier to start the show, WrestleMania was this past weekend. There was a lot of good matches. Some duds, some, you know, could have had different opponents or whatever for the challengers or the champions or whatever. You know, different. The matches could have been different. One match that actually started the entire weekend, I am very torn on. Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. Becky, of course, is in this match because she won the Elimination Chamber and challenges Rhea Ripley for the Women's World title. And overall, it was... Becky used to put on really great matches, and I am not challenging or going against Becky Lynch. And I think that I'm not trashing Becky because she's going to be in the Hall of Fame. She's going to go in the Hall of Fame. If she were to retire today, she'd be in the Hall of Fame tomorrow. Like, that's how much of an impact she has been for the women's division of WWE. Main event at WrestleMania 35 is the first undisputed women's champion. You know, she's got all the accolades. Royal Rumble winner, the second Rumble winner in women's WWE history. She's got the accolades. It's just, for some reason, this match was just... You know, if you were going to do this for your first WrestleMania match of the weekend, don't you think you could have had Liv Morgan? You know, I don't want to be that guy and say, like, oh, it was a bad match. But, like, no, it was a decent match. It could have been better. It could have been so much better. I think Liv Morgan would have put on a better fight or put on a better match instead of Becky. You know, it just seems to me that Becky's at that point of her career. Now, in her defense, she did have a kid. She does have a daughter. So, there's that. And if you wanted to make it a practical squash match for Rhea, you kind of did that, but... I don't know, it didn't sit right for me. I think Liv Morgan would have had a better match with Rhea. By the way, can we talk about Rhea Ripley is probably going to hold the title until either SummerSlam in Cleveland or WrestleMania next year. Damn, she's good. I've always liked Rhea Ripley back when she was with NXT UK. I'm like, okay, there's something special about this woman. And, you know, one of those few wrestling predictions I'm right on. That Rhea Ripley is a fucking star. You know, she's got China written all over her. Slightly more talented than China, but you know what I mean. But I think this could have been a much better match than what we got. Another match that could have been absolutely better. Jimmy and Jey Uso was just, oh, good Lord, it was terrible. I watched a little bit of it, but it looked so sloppy. It was a terrible match, but it was kind of necessary when you think about it. The other just random match that really didn't need to be there, but it was fun, was the Philadelphia street fight between the Final Testament of Karrion Kross and Authors of Pain versus the Street Profits and Bobby Lashley. That was surprisingly fun. That was just like, oh, that was cool. and how Bubba Ray Dudley got involved, even though he's got a he's with TNA. It's just every now and then it's like, oh, that's cool as shit. That's cool. That brings a random, like, little spark to my heart. You know what I mean? Jade Cargill had her WrestleMania debut. That was great. Against Damage Control. It was fun. Overall, it was a really good event. It really was. I really couldn't... It had the perfect mix of, like, good and bad. Mostly good. Mostly good. So I'm a very angry bug. I recorded 2 extra clips, and they both sounded like dog shit. Welcome to the podcasting world, ladies and gentlemen. Next up, Bayley in a title match with the champion Io Sky, one of the 2 women's title holders. Bayley won the Women's Royal Rumble this past January. She had a right to challenge for a title of her choosing. That happened to be Io Sky. Good match. Good match overall. Io's got skill. Io's got a lot of talent, and she's going to be around for a while. She was one of my favorites back when she was in NXT. Bayley's the monster over babyface here. And I've always liked Bayley's babyface role better than her heel run. As much as she can pull off the dickish heel, she's a better babyface. When the crowd is with her, everything's right in the world. Those two went at it. Io tried to hit crossface a few times. Moonsaults. Sum up the match real quick. Bayley hit a few Bayley-to-Bayley suplexes. 1-2-3, new champion. Relatively medium-length match. Nothing too crazy. But overall, it was exciting. It was eventful. These two went at it, and it was fucking fantastic. Congrats, Bayley, for winning her 5th championship and her first, I think, WrestleMania win. Or in a title match. I hope I'm wrong, because Bayley's been around for a while. I don't think this is her first WrestleMania win. I hope I'm wrong here. But new champion, nonetheless. I have a serious question. What is the point of Seth Rollins coming out into the ring like No Way Jose? What is the point of that? He looks like he would fit perfectly with the culture of New Orleans. Just, wow. So the World Heavyweight title was on the line for the first match of Night 2 WrestleMania 40. And it was Drew McIntyre coming into the ring with a simple but awesome entrance. And then Seth Rollins in his luchador, No Way Jose, Elton John, Piano Man gimmick, whatever, is the World Heavyweight Champion. Apparently it was... What the fuck was it? New Year's Eve in Philadelphia, as we were told. Drew took over the match from the minute the bell rung. The minute the bell rung, Drew won that match. And it was great. It was, you know, destructive, you know. Good on you, Drew. You finally win your first world title in front of a crowd at WrestleMania. Or did you? Drew hits 4 claymores, 1-2-3, new champion. He rubs in the face of the injured CM Punk, who was supposed to be in that match against Seth Rollins for the World Heavyweight title. As I said, Drew rubs it in CM Punk's face, who then proceeds to kick the living shit out of Drew. And then all of a sudden, that good old meme enters the room. Judgment Day's Damian Priest, the Money in the Bank contract holder. Cashes in Money in the Bank, only the second time in history it's happened at WrestleMania. New champion. And I'm not going to lie, I dig it. You know, it's new. It's new. It's relatively new. You know, it's not going to be bullshit. It's relatively new. You know, get the Cuban fellas in you. You know what I'm saying? It's just have some fun. I'm just kidding. But for real, though. Congrats to Damian Priest. I think it's great because it's a new champion. It's a new look. New type of world heavyweight champion. You know, it's not going to be... You're not recycling everything. It's not refresh, recycle. It's relatively new. And that's cool. So, we finally now know why he was Money in the Bank winner. Hey, that's cool. So, finally, without further ado, let's get to the main event of the evening. But, at the same point, we can't talk about the main event night 2 without talking about the main event night 1, shall we? So, Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins in a tag match versus The Rock and Roman Reigns. Spoiler alert, Cody and Seth lost via The Rock hitting a rock bottom to Cody Rhodes 1-2-3 pin. So that rate, Cody will now have to face Roman Reigns in Bloodline rules. Which, if you don't know what that is, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to sum this up for you. No disqualification, no holds barred, anything goes. That's basically what it is. So, the match starts off, you know, like any typical Tribal Chief Roman Reigns match would be. Slow. Slow pace, but it starts to pick back up. You know, Roman hits a crossroads, 2 count. That move sucks, says Roman. And then Roman spears Cody, and then, or backwards, Cody hits crossroads. Jimmy Uso enters the chat. He super kicks Cody, tries to assist Roman, and then enter Jey Uso. Jey Uso entrance music. He spears Jimmy off the edge and into a table. And then Solo enters the room. He Samoan spikes Cody. 2 count. And then John Cena of all fucking things enters the room. He sprints down the ramp like he has to take a shit. Which we all know that feeling, ladies and gentlemen. When you're sprinting to the bathroom after a long day and you just have to take a shit. By God, it looks terrible. It looks just god-awful. That's what Cena looked like. Now, in his defense, he's also nearly 50. But also, that being said, and then Cena added to adjustment to Solo, and then The Rock enters the ring. This was the most overbacked, overbooked shit show I've ever seen, and it was fantastic. It was awesome. And not only that, The Rock and Cena lock eyes. It looks fucking great. And then The Rock takes care of Cena. Seth Rollins music hits, but it's the Shield music. That enters. And then Roman hits Seth in the back with a chair. After 10 years of payback of him betraying Roman as a member of the Shield. Hey, the Islanders just won an overtime. Fuck yeah. Thanks, Paul Mary. And then Rock's about to hit, you know, Cody in the back with the belt, and then all of a sudden, a very memorable sound enters the ring. The Undertaker! He gets involved, of all things. It was supposed to go to Stone Cold, but it was The Undertaker. That might be my new favorite sound. That might be... I love that. I'm a psychopath that way. Undertaker chokeslams Rock. Lights go out. Both disappear. Cody hits the crossroads 3 times. 1, 2, 3, new champion. Hold on, I gotta get into character real quick. Here is your winner and new undisputed champion, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes! Fuck yeah. Most overbooked shit show, but it was awesome. It was great. New fucking champion, ladies and gentlemen. How about it? Where's that bell? All right. So, any of you guys want to talk about the elephant in the room? You know, certain all elite company, an all perfect company, where they claim to be an all perfect wrestling promotion. Oh, Jesus. I don't even know where to go. I don't even know where to start. So, for those who do not remember, at over in Wembley Stadium in London, I think it was this past summer, AEW had their all-in pay-per-view. And it drew, what was it, like 80,000 people or so they claim? You know? And it was a success in terms of gate revenue and the whole fucking nine yards. But what people remember about that pay-per-view is that there was a certain backstage confrontation between then AEW employed CM Punk and Jungle Boy Jack Perry. It has been 8 months since that event transpired. Since then, CM Punk is now with WWE, is one of the biggest stars in the company, and CM Punk is the biggest star in AEW. He's not even there. He continues to live rent-free in the heads of the AEW fanbase and the Young Bucks, who, by the way, let's get to them childish assholes. What this whole topic is about is that All Elite Wrestling, Tony Khan, and the Young Bucks, which is really, this is the Young Bucks company, released the security footage from London and All In. But before that, Punk got in with Ariel Helwani on his radio show, the MMA Hour with Ariel Helwani, and basically told the truth. He said, yeah, I didn't punch anyone. I just choked a guy out. You know, I didn't lunge at Tony Khan. I didn't do any of that stuff. And then I quit. He quit. What pisses me off more importantly is that this has been 8 months that you could have just buried it, move on, no big deal. But no, you had to be fucking children and dig up old bullshit because you can't seem to let this shit go. AEW released the footage on Wednesday on Dynamite, and I feel so bad for Tony Schiavone. He had to deal with this with WCW when they were falling off a cliff, and he has to deal with this again. And you looked at the disdain in this man's face. Just, oh God, I feel bad for him. But yeah, this whole thing benefited no one other than CM Punk. which was the biggest reason why you wanted to just bury that. Who continues to live rent free in your heads, and you can't seem to get over some bullshit that you claim is probably no big deal, but you only made it worse for you. You know, you want to be a professional wrestling company, quote, but you can't seem to stop acting like goddamn children. Whose fault is this? Yours or Punk's? This reminds me so much of not only WCW back in the day, but TNA back in the day. When Hogan and Flair weren't, when Hogan was in charge. That bullshit. This benefits nobody. This solves nothing other than to prove that Punk was right. I want AEW to succeed. I really do. And the fact you can't, the fan base can't seem to get out of their own way. They think that this is the best thing that could have happened. No, this is the worst thing they could have done. What they should have done is just not release the footage at all. But no, out of spite, because you wanted to show that you had biggest dickest syndrome, you released the footage because you're petty fucking children. You are a petty child. And now you just buried yourself. This is such a horrible look. And you want to do this to, quote, boost ratings for Dynamite and the upcoming Dynasty pay-per-view. What did you do? You fucked up. You fucked up your ratings. Again. Because you can't seem to get out of your own way. Every time I think that they have something going for them, they continue to punch themselves in the dick. It's so sad, man. Because I want this company to do well. I want them to succeed. You know, but they just... Oh, my God. It's like... It's high school shit. It's high school. Like, move on. Be the adults. And not be a bunch of petty fucking children. God! Annoys the shit out of me. This only proves that Punk was right. That Tony's not a boss. The Young Bucks are incompetent. And the worst part about it... This might be the axe on their entire momentum. You're struggling to go over 800,000 viewers for your shows, for Dynamite, for the big show Dynamite. Let's not get into Collision or Rampage. But no, you won't talk about All In was a success. I was like, that was 8 months ago. That was 8 months. Do you really want to continue to bring up some past bullshit? But like, it's like that old basketball veteran that thinks like, oh yeah, I'm a 50 point per game player. It's like, yeah, you were, but now you're in your 50s in terms of age. Let it go. This benefits nobody. But like I said before, you continuously punch yourself in the dick. Because you can't seem to get out of your own way. And that, All Elite Wrestling, is on you. That is 100% on you. So, I think I'll just end the show on that part. That'll do it for this episode. Time to BS with Staniel Smooth. My name is the great and powerful Staniel Smooth. I'm coming to you from the lovely beaches of Long Island, New York. Be sure to like, follow, subscribe, the whole nine yards. Follow the show on Twitter, Instagram, Threads, TikTok, whatever the fuck. YouTube, subscribe, like, bullshit, whatever. I got nothing else. I've said what I had to say. I've said what I had to say about AEW. It pisses me off royally. I could talk about baseball streaming and football streaming being complete and utter messes, but that would be too much of my time. It's also 10:30 tonight. And your boys got to get to sleep. With that being said, my name is Daniel Smooth. I'm coming from the lovely beaches of Long Island, New York. part of the Bell Sports and Billy Media Network. This has been Time to BS, and I will see you all in this life or the next one. Cheers, guys.